Welcome back to This Month in Small Business on the Michigan Business Network. Michael Rogers here. I've been assisted by a great small business advocate, Chris Holman. Well, Chris, in the last segment, we talked about the minimum wage, and let's kind of shift gears, but stay in the same arena in this segment and talk about employee benefits. There are more and more companies that are offering employees unlimited vacation time. Now, it seems kind of insane, but the idea is that the employee gets to decide how much time he or she wants to take off, with the proviso that they have to, you know, get their work done and meet the company objectives and so forth. One of the benefits to the firm that offers that is that if the employee leaves the company, they're not paid for any unused vacation time. But on the other hand, they get to have as much vacation time as they want. I'm wondering if you're hearing this from small businesses you encounter, or what has been your experience with experimenting with something like this?
Well, actually, not too much with vacation time. They don't speak to that too much. I will give you some anecdotal stuff. And one is that one of the things, when you compare us to the productivity of other, and we are very productive, don't get me wrong. When you look at Germany, Germany is so high on that production scale, and yet they take off as much time as anybody in the world, and they encourage, and you get in trouble if you don't use up your vacation time, because they realize that work is work and family is family, and they can meet, but neither one of them should dominate the other. So if I want you, Mike, as a really good employee, I'm going to make doggone sure you get time with your family, you get time off, you get time away from this place, so you can come back with refreshed eyes and go at it with some new enthusiasm. And that's what a lot of this is about. I love the fact that you're not saying you get 10 vacation days a week and six days, and they accumulate, by the way. And so when you leave, we'll pay you for half of them. Because people will come to work sick and come to work with a bad attitude saying, I need a vacation, but they'll work knowing they're going to get 50% of that back at the end of the tunnel, right? And that totally defeats the purpose of what you get those vacation and sick days for. So this, in my estimation, this is keeping people enthused on top of it. And when they come back, they are more productive. They're not as much coming to work as they're coming back to finish the projects at work. And that's totally different.
This article I'm looking at says that one of the side effects of unlimited vacation is they're finding that people are not taking that much vacation.
That's right.
Because they're afraid that the boss is going to get mad at him or her, or their coworkers will think they're slacking off. So people are funny. They have attitudes about work that it makes it hard to get across the idea that, especially nowadays when so much work is involved with being creative, whether it's manufacturing or public relations or broadcasting or accounting, you have to come up with creative ideas for solving unusual problems.
Yeah.
It's hard to do that if you're working 80 hours a week, and 20 hours of that or 50 or 30 hours of that, you're so exhausted that you're not doing anything productive or creative. You're just kind of putting in time. That's kind of defeats the purpose of being a productive and valuable employee.
Well, that's the point. If you're coming to work, I've always said if you've got somebody who comes to work every day for you, you probably have the wrong person. I want somebody who comes to do the things that work is related to, like they're enthused about their project or they're enthused about where the company's going and they're trying to figure out innovative ways to contribute. I want that person. Everybody wants that person. And I think a way to get that person is to take them out of the workplace every now and then. Let them get out. Or make them get out. It's kind of interesting because when you find yourself in a circumstance like you talked about, and I've seen that statistic, the number of people who have these vacation days and don't take them, even when they're not accumulating, is pretty staggering. We're kind of workaholics. And I think it's incumbent upon the company to then go to them and say, look, you're getting in no trouble. But you may, if we don't find you're productive because of a lack of balance in your life. So, look, we're all encouraging each other to stay enthused, etc. Get out and go see the Grand Canyon, for God's sakes, and take your kids.
I got to ask you the question. I got to ask you to tell the story again about another company you owned where you took everybody, you got them all together and flew them off to a vacation spot.
You know, it's kind of interesting, the little things that geek people and that motivate people, etc. This was one day here in the state of Michigan, and it was back when I owned a magazine, Greater Lansing Business Monthly. And we had something incredible like 19 straight days of sunless days, no sun to be seen, overcast, raining, et cetera, et cetera. And so I called a travel agency and I said, what would it cost me to? And I explained it to. So I said, on Thursday, pack a little bag, bring in bathing suits, suntan oil, et cetera. And I met him here at like 5 a.m. at the business. And we took him out to the airport, put him on a plane, flew him to the Grand Bahamas, to Nassau. And then they went over to Paradise Island. They sat on the beach all day long. And they came back with all these films of them on all these white people, you know, in the middle of February. And they came back exhausted because they got back in town like 2 a.m. And I gave them the next morning off, but they came. They spoke about it for years. And they said that was just the most incredible thing. So it does speak a little bit to that whole balance issue.
I love that story, and I love all the expertise that Chris Holloman, Small Business Advocate, brings to our show this month in Small Business on the Michigan Business Network. Chris, as always, thanks so much for participating.
Well, it's always good to be with you, Mike, and all of you out there, too, and from all of us, hey, have a prosperous month.
This is Michael Rogers, looking forward to visiting with all of you again next time.